Welcome to another episode of GMB Kush. Today we're going to talk about Google My Business news from August. So without further ado, let's start. So the first part we're going to talk about is the Google Reviews at Roots are now live. So maybe you guys have seen it somewhere. I see it rarely. But if you look here with a nice right arrows, 10 plus reviews on independent sites. So we cannot click on those sites and to see where are those reviews are coming from, but this is a clear indication that Google is now also looking at different websites that are talking about your business in form of reviews. So we're trying to find out how Google is doing this and from which websites, but at this point it's not known yet. So yeah, we definitely are on top of this, and as soon as we know more or ways where we can find out how Google is looking for this, we'll definitely feature this in a new video. So like we told before, the field isn't clickable, but it just displays a plain text listing with additional reviews from Google Maps listings that are coming from other websites. So this new measure is of CTR metrics seem to be an addition as a way to compare this item with what was available during 2010 and 2011 when Google had some similar features. So another update that we have encountered is Google really keeps track on people that are updating their data. So if you updated your data today, they will clearly show the inside the listings. And I think this is a very good feature because maybe some opening times have been changed or some rules for the COVID that have been updated or whatever. And these people, when they're searching for a certain place, they can immediately say, oh, something is updated. So let's see what it is. So yeah, keeping your GMD updated matters. It shows your potential customer and clients that you're on top of things, that you're updating your data, and that you keep all your information actual. So GMB is now showing for certain GMB categories which list has been recently updated to reflect changes that have been taken place. So another part is the GMB spam update, which a lot of people are probably not familiar with. So in a measure to protect against spam, Google My Business has disabled some categories for service area businesses. So they've done this in order to help to prevent spam on maps. And we predict that new rules will be applied to keywords in that business titles as well. So some of these removed categories include auto dent removal service, auto glass shops, auto repair shops, cremation service, plate studio, very random that one though, RV repair shop, tire shop, and window tinting services. So another thing that Google is doing is enforcing physical addresses. So Google is now requiring some business to add a physical address and not be a service area business in Google My Business. Google told that this new feature is an automated anti-spam protection designed to reduce category misuse across millions of business profiles. So another thing that we want to thank our audience for. So GMB Crush Chrome extension is now at 4,000 users. So thank you for that, guys. We really love your support, and we really love the positive comments that we're getting from the audience. And if you have ideas for new features that we should implement, please give us a personal message and we can discuss. We really like to provide the most useful tool possible. So, like we're talking about now of the most useful features, we're working on the ability to track local map rankings in search engines. We want to make that feature free. Right, Matteo?
Yeah.
Many people are charging you for this, but we believe that this is a feature that should be provided for free. So we're working hard on that. Stay tuned if that's something you might be interested in, or if you have any questions, please shoot us a message and we'll respond as fast as possible. Feel free to join our community for daily GMB tips and tricks. I can definitely recommend to join our Facebook group, GMB Crushers. there are a lot of daily tips that we're discussing here in the videos as well. Matteo is really spamming this group as crazy with valuable information. So please give it a look if you didn't do that yet, and let us know what you think of it. That's it for today. We hope to see you next week with our new video. Soon we will be announcing a big surprise as well, which we'll be very happy about. So stay tuned. See you next time.